Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. Talking Brachos 43 here, talking about how to treat guests. They asked on Rav from the following Bryce, so what is the procedure for reclining? The guests enter and sit on stools and chairs until they are all assembled. They would bring them water and each one washes one hand in order to take the cup of wine with. This will be drunk before the meal. When the wine was brought to them, each one would recite the blessing for himself. After all the guests arrived, they would go up to the main dining room and recline, and water was brought to them. Although each one of them has already washed one hand, he now again washes both hands. When wine is brought to them, although each one has said a blessing for himself, one now says a blessing on behalf of all of them. It brings to mind the idea of the Seder. Why do we recline at the Seder? Because we're Doma LeMelech, we're Doma LeMachim, and we're talking about Cheres, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about feeling very comfortable and feeling very kingly. In the olden days, they would sit and they would recline while eating. That might not be the best procedure medical-wise. I'm not a doctor, but it might not be the best wise health-wise to do that. But it just shows an aspect of Cheres, an aspect of freedom, an aspect of feeling like royalty. So when, in the olden days, they would treat the guests and they would have them recline while eating. While we don't recline while eating nowadays, it still holds true that we should do what we can to treat our guests the best way. We should get the best types of meat, the best types of chicken prepared as best as we can. Bring some grape juice, bring some wine, get really nice dessert like we talked about yesterday, and treat them in just a nice royal way. Don't serve them on plastic or paper or cracked stuff. Try to do the best silverware, the Shabbos silverware, not just the meat silverware. Some people have meat weekday silverware and real Shabbos silverware, and that really should be used to show the guests that we really try to treat them like royalty. And even for ourselves, for Shabbos, we should make sure the Shabbos Malka, Shabbos itself, and honoring Hashem, also we should do the best we can. We should set up the candles nicely and the table nicely. Really talking to myself here, a lot of times in the last minute, I just throw half the tablecloth on, but really we should set the whole tablecloth on, make it beautiful for Shabbos, set up everything nice for Shabbos, especially if we have family, friends, or guests coming over. Besides for just regular people in the house, we should try to do what we can to make them feel royal and make everybody around us always feel like royalty in order to make our surroundings wonderful, especially for Shabbos. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 44 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.